Thank you. This is the cold open. So
on the ticket.
Yeah, on the ticket. First off, I would like to invite all of you. Now, remember, last Friday I won my 100th e-break. It was a very momentous occasion. And it was because I got the website screwed up on All Pro Foundation Repair. So, good client for many years. They changed their website from allprofoundationrepair.com to allprofr.com.
It's short for foundation repair.
It's very difficult to figure that out. Obviously, I didn't, because in that spot that I won the e-break, I said allproaf.com.
Did they buy that domain?
Well, I would like for you to go to allproaf.com.
Oh, no. Okay.
Now, I'll let you describe what you see there.
It sums your life up in four pictures.
Well, first off, it's just a green header.
Yeah, it's the lamest web page template you've ever seen.
That's okay, though. You're starting out. But it says All Pro AF, the right solutions for your weird arm.
Okay.
Then there are four photos right next to that.
There are.
One is of a statue of a cobra, it looks like.
Yeah, like a golden cobra.
Looks like an Oscar.
The cobra. Here's Cobra.
Yes, if you won Cobra of the Year, you would get that award.
Yeah. A private jet with the little stairs unfurled.
Now,
so
is that
someone's ready to
waiting for you on the tarmac.
Is that actually yours, or is that a different? Is that just a style?
Is that Argyle?
I don't know.
Is that a Gulfstream?
I don't know. I don't know. A pair of pickleball paddles ready to go to war.
Yeah, they're
hand in hand.
They're crossed, which means
they're touching tips.
Battle coming.
And then what is the what is the hands?
I don't know.
Finger paints.
Finger paints.
Oh,
so God, Dave, you're a genius.
Dave calls watercolor where we vacation finger paints. And it's yes, I got you. Then it has a link to the next two Goose shows.
Helpful.
In Belgium.
In Belgium, in Antwerp.
Which is awesome.
Yeah. And then I don't know.
And then there's a content form where you can request updates, I guess. Give your name and an email address.
And what are the updates? But that's it. That's the whole website.
Amazing.
Yeah. Somebody took the time to put together allproaf.com.
So going to see Goose in Belgium is the solution for Weird Arm?
It says, say, the right solutions for your Weird Arm. But congratulations to the P1 who took the initiative for allproaf.com.
Yeah, apparently it's not that tough to make a website in 2026, because this is simple and yet practical. And
right.
I like everything about it.
So last night, I went to Rock Show, where we were back one night.
What?
What?
Back one night.
Yeah.
Sorry, honey, I'm going to the Rock Show.
Yeah, is this courage? Dump your bags off and tell her to make you a sandwich real quick while you change into your Rock Show clothes?
We had a nice dinner on Saturday, and she didn't want to go to the show on Sunday, and so she was like, go.
Golly. I had to do so many chores on Saturday night and Sunday morning just to get back in the good graces.
Go, Dave.
Yeah, who's...
Well, you have toddler and then one in the oven. I've got college and almost college, so it's a little different.
How'd you get caught up on your chores enough to be able to go to a Rock Show?
So the Rock Show was at Dos Equis Pavilion, otherwise known as Starplex, the big outdoor venue down there in Fair Park. And it's about a 20,000 seat venue. And I would say last night for the Black Crowes, it was looked to be 15 plus. But
did they play hard to handle?
They did play hard to handle. And I immediately thought of you. So we pulled up, though. And, you know, the Black Crowes, their heyday was mid to late 90s. Or, yeah, the 90s, let's just say. And so I, in my head, I'm like, all right, so this show is going to be, everybody there is going to be basically my age. Maybe some younger people.
Bunch of burnouts.
Bunch of dumb burnouts like me. So we pull up, and I couldn't believe it, what I was seeing. And I'm like, what is happening? Because it looked like an SEC football game. Just a bunch of young college-age girls wearing their
sundresses and boots.
Sundress boot, jean, or the cutoff jeans and boots, you know, what it with the skirts and boots, all that. And young dudes and stuff like cowboy hats. I was like, what is happening? I'm like, oh, the opener. So this is a really ballsy thing to do. They had a band called Whiskey Myers open up for them.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I did see chatter about this.
And Whiskey Myers, this may not ring a bell. They're from actually from East Texas, like Palestine. Home of, I don't know if it's Lake Palestine or Palestine where Adrian Peterson grew up. But they're from Texas. And they've gotten huge. Like, if you go to Spotify, I would assume they're doing as well as... If you were told that you're going to have 10 million monthly listeners, you would be very happy about that. I think. I don't really know how that works. But they've gotten big in that weird country rock scene. And so there had to have been half the crowd last night that was there specifically to see them. And they're the opener.
Yeah, so they have like 9.7 million monthly listens on Spotify. Black Crowes, 3.3.
Yes.
Jeez.
Dude, so these people were so into, and I know a couple of songs because in my, you know, my Jason Isbell Turnpike Troubadours algorithm, Whiskey Myers will pop up every now and then. And they're good. You can play that Broken Window Serenade. They're good. They're, I mean, again, it's... They're just skirting that line, and this actually is about as country as they sound. The rest of it's just straightforward Allman Brothers rock and roll. But I'm like, man, are all of these people getting ready to leave? They played, this is the other thing, the opening band, they played an hour and 20 minutes.
It's almost like a co-headlining tour.
It is, yes. And
so how many people stuck around for Black Crowes?
I was very proud. Like 90%. Now, they didn't stay. A lot of them didn't stay the whole show, but they did stay to get a feel for it. I don't even know if these people know anything about the Black Crowes. They all came to see this band. It was about half and half. But that's a ballsy move for a headliner to... Now, you get new audience. Like, maybe that's the...
Right, yeah. Was Whiskey Myers glazing Black Crowes?
Thanks for having us out on the road, man. You got to stick around. Black Crowes are the inspiration behind all our music.
No, but I mean, it's similar. It's all very Southern rock.
Yeah, I just didn't know if they were bending over backwards trying to ingratiate themselves with the Black Crowes.
It's funny. My buddy told me, he goes, you know, when they came through here 3 years ago, Whiskey Myers opened up for them again. I didn't know who they were, though, and we didn't pay attention to it at all. And there wasn't that crowd that was there. And... So I don't know if this was like, man, we liked you guys so much and had so much fun that we're going to run this back. But it's a risky proposition for a band of that size to get a band to play an hour and 20 minutes with a loyal, loyal following, huge following, thinking that they may just all bail. But it was cool. It was great to be in an environment that had, I think that's super smart to either, if you are a headliner, to go way younger at that position and someone that maybe even established. And also to not be completely in your genre, which they're not. They're in that weird scene.
Yeah, they cross over.
Yeah. And I don't know if the Black Crowes ever did, but it was cool.
Well, my buddy Taylor, he says, speaking of Whiskey Myers, that band sucks.
Oh, geez.
John and I used to play with them with the O's. I can't believe they've gotten so big.
Yeah, they're huge. Like, every song quotable.
I think that's jealousy on Taylor's part.
Maybe so.
No, he knows what he's talking about.
They've got a lot of big, big, beefy rock songs, though. That with cowboy hats watching them. It's such a weird scene. It's hippies and cowboys, dude. I'm wearing my Birks, and I'm like, I'm going to get my freaking toes stomped on at this show. But some cowboy
boot on top of a Birk, that's not good.
So how many country concerts have you gone to this year?
Maybe one. I haven't.
Did you drag any SEC tail out of there?
No, they weren't interested. They didn't like my kind. They spotted me a mile away. That I was the gross old guy that liked the old band.
You pick them bad.
That weird old guy has nitrous, so I don't know.
Maybe he's cool.
Let's not judge him.